organizations have always tried to target places that have symbolic importance.
This is IRN.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up. Or maybe you got sick or went through a divorce. And once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called Debtscape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Debtscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. You don't have to be a homeowner, and you don't have to qualify. If you feel your credit is out of control, Debtscape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential, and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head. Call now,
1-800-762-5400. A gunman killed three people at the Cave Lounge in Newark, New Jersey. Jennifer Yates reports.
It was late Friday night ago.
Reports police don't know who killed the patrons or what the motive was.
Police don't know whether there was an intended target. They're still looking for the suspect who was seen fleeing in a dark-colored two-door car.
Gates reports security guards realized something was wrong when they saw people running out of the nightclub.
Police found out about this when some nearby security guards saw people fleeing the club and called 911. We don't know of any other incidents at this bar. It's called the Cave Lounge, and it's located in an industrial area of the city.
Nearly 2 million Muslims have made their annual pilgrimage to Mecca. Security is tight. Saudi authorities have deployed thousands of police agents. IRN News can be heard live and on demand at irnnews.com.
You spend up to one-third of your life in bed, so make it as comfortable as possible. Spend less time tossing and turning and more time sleeping, guaranteed, with the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic bed reduces the pressure points that can make you toss and turn. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. Get a free sample of the Tempur material by calling 1-800-522-5559 and start getting the best rest you can. Call now, 1-800-522-5559.
The Bush administration says schools may...
and allow teachers to hold religious meetings among themselves. At the same time, school officials cannot pray with students or promote or discourage a particular religious view. Critics say the implied risk of losing federal aid by failing to comply amounts to a mandate for more religion in public education. But supporters say the guidelines may help clarify the debate and allow students and teachers to express themselves without fear of reprisal. Scott Gilbert, Washington.
The Bush administration is asking a federal judge to place on hold a case against accused September 11th conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui. Jackie Becerra has more.
The administration wants certain issues resolved by an appellate court before proceedings against Moussaoui move forward. A government source says one of the issues is whether Moussaoui should be able to question Ramzi bin al-Sheikh, a member of the German al-Qaeda cell that produced several of the hijackers. The administration has been worried about giving Moussaoui access to bin al-Sheikh because it doesn't want certain information revealed in a public trial. Moussaoui remains the only person charged in the United States in connection with the 9/11 attacks. Jackie Becerra, Washington.
I'm Debbie Edmiston, and that's news on the Information Radio Network.
WNTY Sunnington, Bristol, Hartford is Connecticut's newest style of radio.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
It's alive. It's alive.
Ozzy Osbourne on AM.
Yeah.
that's how it goes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford.
Good morning.
Another show for you here on this great February day.
Oh, yes. Kind of cool outside, but bright and sunny where we are, and hopefully we can put a little bit of sun in your life wherever you are in America. Mm-hmm. People checking out the internet for some of their better deals, some good, some bad, maybe not as good as you might think, but there are some tips to be shared this morning with us on how to surf the internet. Bob Cowan is based in the Detroit area, and he has a website, www.internettraveltips.com. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
And what got you interested in creating such a website?
Well, I do an awful lot of traveling, and as a result of my searching, I thought perhaps I could share this information with other travelers who suffer from the same internet overload that I do.
It's always the case of too much information. How to surf through the information and see what is correct, what's good for you.
Exactly. It boils down to what is the most useful information and the fewest numbers of mouse clicks.
Now, what have you found to be some of your best tips to share with our listeners?
Well, there are some great new websites, which I'll mention to you, one of which is not really public yet. I think it's in test, but you can get to it. It's from Orbitz.com. It's called Deal Detector. And if you're familiar with websites which will monitor a fare for you and watch it, like Travelocity's or Expedia's Fare Watcher or Fare Tracker, Orbitz Deal Detector allows you to name the specific dates of travel, and it will watch that and monitor that for you and send you alerts when, lo and behold, the prices have moved up and down. The bad news is it does flights only within the continental U.S. It doesn't do any overseas international traveling at this time.
Now, that's one of the, we've been looking at, you know, if you look at websites, you have to keep checking each day. This is certainly an improvement.
It's a great little robot for you. The other benefit that I found is if you have already purchased a ticket and you know that you can apply for a refund or a credit if the price drops, you can set up a Orbitz Deal Detector and watch it for a flight that you've already purchased but have not yet flown, and then it'll tell you if the thing has dropped, and lo and behold, you can go back for a refund.
That's certainly a benefit as well, because there's always that consumer dissonance aspect. Have I really gotten the best deal? And then a week later, a month later, oh boy, I paid $500, now they're selling it for $400.
Exactly.
And that gets around that little bit of a problem. Now, have you found, I've just had something that came up this week. It was with AmericaWest.com, and one of our listeners in Canada noticed that he was leaving from Canada. They quoted him a price, didn't bother to say that it was U.S. dollars or Canadian dollars. He, of course, assumed because he was leaving from Canada and he was a Canadian resident that it was quoting him in Canadian dollars, and lo and behold, he got his statement and it was in U.S. dollars. Now, they have corrected that on their site. Patty Nowak, their media relations person, I spoke to her this week, and they quickly fixed it on their site, but I guess that's also a cause for people to be very careful. What currency are you going to be billed in?
That's a very good question. My philosophy about travel is no surprises, and that certainly must have been.
And luckily, as I say, the people at America West were very good about it, and they did provide the refund as to the...
They took care of the passenger.
They took care of it. I mean, they didn't give a big excuse, you know, like some airlines, oh, you should have known or done this.
The book of excuses.
The book of excuses. They said, no, we made a mistake. We're honorable. Here's what we're going to do. Here's your refund. So...
Wonderful.
That works in America West's favor, and of course, now that was brought to their attention, they have made the necessary adjustment to their site, and... it quotes both the U.S. and Canadian dollars on every purchase. What are some of your other favorite sites?
There's a very good new one, and again, like Orbitz Deal Detector, it's a little program you download into your computer, and that's a website called TravelAxe.com, TRAVELAXE. TravelAxe.com searches for hotel discounts, and I'm sure you've probably seen on television advertisements for Hotels.com, which is a big discounter.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Certainly, yeah.
There are a couple of dozen of websites like that, and they are what are called wholesalers or consolidators for hotel rooms, and their pricing is all over the map. TravelAxe, what it does is it goes searching for all of them for you at one shot. So it will come back with information it may find based upon the city you're looking for from 2, 3, 4, as much as a dozen different sites. And it's a good one-stop shopping. The other thing that I like about it is their honesty. These guys include fees and taxes, which are often not included in other price quotes.
Yeah, that's one thing I notice about the airline industry. It seems to be, you know, deception seems to be all part of it, because you know, they have the old bait and switch idea where, okay, you'll have a fare for $99, and in the end, you're going to walk out with a charge close to $300-$400 on your credit card, and you're going, well, how the heck did that happen? And then you add up, you know, fuel tax, this surcharge, that surcharge. I mean, it's become a joke.
If there's no way to avoid the fee, it better be included in the base price.
Exactly.
You don't go to necessarily a store and they charge you extra because they had to apply for their electricity bill. They build it into their price, but all too often in the travel industry, airlines, hotels, car rental companies, oh, let's make a lowball price, but let's add, and of course everyone has his hand out, governments in every country and every airport authority, let's tax. Add the price to the tickets. When I started in the business 17 years ago, you get a fare $289, maybe there'd be 10% tax, and now sometimes the effective tax rate is 30, 40% because of all the non-percentage-based supplements and surcharges that are added. You could have a ticket for $10 and still end up paying $100 in taxes.
Well, TravelAx is honest about that to the degree that they can. I get very surprised. I was in a hotel last week in Maryland, and I noticed a safe in the room. And that to me is a big red flag. I don't use the safe, and I checked at the front desk and said, is there a charge for the safe? And she said, yes, it's $1 a day. And I said, well, I'm not using it, and would you mind removing it from the charge? And she said, no problem.
Oh.
A lot of people, when they check in, don't know to ask, do you charge for 800 phone numbers and things like that? When you see those type of things, ask them, and most all the time they will, in fact, be courteous to you and remove it.
One big thing along that very line, is all these little extras they charge you. It's well known that hotel phones are a great, let's say, for lack of a better term, revenue generator for hotels. And some hotels do offer free local calls, so you can do 800 numbers and so on as well. But you have to ask about that. Now, does this particular site that you have, does it mention stuff like that?
It really doesn't, because those type of charges are unique to each individual property. Now, I will throw some roses at one of my favorite hotel chains. I will confess, I live in Detroit, spend a lot of time in Toronto. I love the Delta hotel chains. As a business traveler, the Delta, Chelsea, and other hotels of that same chain don't give me any hard time at all on local calls or 800 number calls. They're very business traveler friendly, if you will.
That shows that a good hotel that's really willing to cater to its clientele.
They've done a very nice job.
That's one of the benefits of searching out the information in advance. There's no surprises if you actually ask the right questions in advance, because sometimes it might be a low rate, but if you have to add for breakfast, add for telephone calls, add for parking, it might end up costing you more than the property that's $20 more, but gives you more value-added services.
I was in a resort near St. Petersburg, Florida, and they had, when I checked in, what was called a resort fee, which covered all the things that I didn't need of $8 a day, and it was not optional.
Good Lord.
They were hoping that some people didn't need the parking lot. They were taking a taxi, but we'll still charge them for the valet parking. It's a revenue generator. It's a way to make the initial rate sound low, but include the gratuities and other items. The website, www.internettraveltips.com, in conversation this morning with Bob Cowan out of Detroit about travel tips, surfing the internet, getting some of the better travel deals, knowing what to look for, and we'll be right back on the Travel World Radio Show.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
If you're one of the 40 million Americans who can't get credit, you now have the opportunity to earn your own major bank card. Here's how it works. American Security Financial guarantees you a Credit Plus card with a $2,500 line of credit so you can catalog shop from the comfort of your home. Now, not only can you charge the things you want, but this program also gives you a big opportunity to establish or rebuild your credit and earn your own major bank card. To discover the details, call 1-866-201-3228. That's 1-866-201-3228. If you're over 18 years old and have a valid bank account, you qualify. There's no security deposit required and no credit check, so you have nothing to lose. Call 1-866-201-3228 for your $2,500 credit card today. Call 1-866-201-3228. That number, one more time, is 1-866-201-3228.
20 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Abby?
Hi, Mike.
It's been, what, 12 years?
Yeah.
Wow, remember when we worked at Mr. Fish, those flounder hats? Remember the manager?
Mr. Zipperman.
What are you doing now?
I work at Mr. Fish.
Wow.
What about you?
I just started a new job in hospital administration.
How'd you find that?
HartfordHelpWanted.com.
What's that?
It's the online way to find a great job with great benefits.
I used to check the newspaper classifieds, but all the jobs seemed to be minimum wage.
HartfordHelpWanted.com.
You already sent that.
You can peruse ads 24 hours a day, even post your resume.
Well, I'm afraid of getting laid off. I don't even want to tempt fate by looking for another job.
Sounds like the perfect time to check out HartfordHelpWanted.com.
And I just got promoted to third assistant fish fryer.
Congratulations. Hey, remember Zipperman's daughter? That weird girl who always smelled like halibut?
Cynthia.
Yeah, what the heck happened to her?
I married her.
Good fit.
Wow.
HartfordHelpWanted.com. Long name. Amazing results.
Oh, how I love pizza. Let me count the ways. Cheesy mozzarella, thick sauce, pepperoni, sausage and mushrooms too. Don't forget onions and olives, plus green and red bell peppers sprinkled with fresh garlic. Now that makes a pizza. Okay, that's my kind of pizza. Yours may be ham and pineapple, or maybe you like eggplant on your pizza. My point is that searching for a great pizza can turn into a lifelong quest. Well, search no further than Rinaldo's at 378 North Main Street in Southington. Handmade dough, the finest ingredients and best customer service all make a great formula for the best pizza around. Ask for Chris and tell him you heard this ad, and he'll give you the radio discount. Having a party or maybe just a get-together that you don't want to cook for? Rinaldo's caters all kinds of events like weddings, stag parties, graduation, and birthday parties. We're talking chicken marsala, eggplant, or chicken parmesan, just to name a few of the items on the menu. Big or small, let Rinaldo's cater your special event. Call Rinaldo's at 860-621-6005 or stop by at 378 North Main Street in Southern.
Children are our most precious citizens, our joy, and our future. Hi, this is Patty Rowland. When a child disappears under suspicious circumstances, it affects all of us. The Connecticut Amber Plan is designed to quickly alert our citizens of a non-family abduction and enlist them in the search efforts. By utilizing the emergency alert system, we can get the information out quickly through broadcast stations across Connecticut. This station has put the Amber Plan in place to protect the future of our children.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
Rethis, the Segway Queen, I'm going to say, still haven't found what you're looking for. Get some internet travel tips. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus with Stephen Pickard, online with Bob Cowan, who did the website internettraveltips.com.
Now, we're talking to Bob this morning, and we talked about a comprehensive airline site, orbitz.com, and something that you can use to find the better deals that has been added to that site. We talked about travelax.com to look at hotel rates. What have you found on the net, Bob, with regards to, for example, car rentals? Are there any good ways to find good rates on car rentals without checking every company's individual site?
It's a real quandary to find good deals on cars because everybody has their own spin on what's going on. And again, as mentioned earlier about hotels, there are all kinds of fees on cars. Some of the best prices I've found is via another download program called Sidestep. Sidestep is a program that cohabitates with your internet browser, with Internet Explorer, and like Travelax and Orbitz Deal Detector, there's no Macintosh version of it. But Sidestep has some very special rates. How they negotiated them, I don't know, but they've got some good rates, at least for automobiles within the U.S. and Canada.
Now, with that deal on a car rental, as you mentioned correctly. There's all the airport fees, and quite often when you get to the counter, you have to argue with the people that you don't want to take the insurance that you may already be covered by your own automobile insurance policy and or maybe covered by your credit card. So make sure you don't sign for anything extra that has not already been confirmed in your confirmation with regards to both the base rate and the taxes. If it is a good, reputable company, you would have seen in the confirmation what those proper taxes should be, and don't let the counter clerk talk you into anything else.
I have found that the counter clerks will often try to twist your arm exactly for upgrades and buy the gas, etc. But I've also found that when you talk with them, a little light banter goes a long way in trying to get an upgrade without charge. Being nice to the counter agent at the hotels as well as the airlines can get you a lot of nice little benefits.
Now, that's a universal truth, though. I mean, after all, we are dealing with human beings here, and sometimes a little bit of nice goes an awfully long way. And I find it amazing to see just how many people find it this side of impossible just for a little bit of courtesy.
Mm-hmm. I'll segue into the airlines again. But the gate agent, the person who actually works the gate, boards the plane with you and things like that, is, in my opinion, the most powerful person in the airport. They never hear good news. It's kind of like working at the complaint department of a large store. If you're nice to these folks, they can do a lot of things for you in terms of nicer seats, vouchers, etc. But being nice to people in your travels is certainly something that, unfortunately, is all too rare. The gate agent didn't break the plane, didn't make it snow, so don't take out your frustrations on them.
No, that's quite true, because some of the best times we've had the time with the Midway Airlines, and
my ex-wife used to say that the bad weather was my fault.
Oh, everything was your fault. Still is.
Yeah. But
there'll be somebody to blame you everywhere. But when we got the old Midway Airlines in Los Angeles, hey, that was done by the gate agent. Our upgrade. That was when I came back from Hong Kong on my first trip. No problem. It was done by the gate agent for the upgrade. A lot of power is in their hands as to whether they will or will not. It's very easy for them to tell you, if you want to be a talking donkey, that, hey, that cabin is full, or they can't find a record of it under the remarks in your file if you approach it the wrong way.
Well, Bob's got also a very, very good point about this, too. When you have some kind of a complaint to register, and so it's very important also to point to bear in mind what this person is able to do. And you keep that in mind when you do lodge your complaint. Sometimes people just want to vent. This is not the time to vent, and if you feel like vent, go ahead. But you know you're not going to get anything or get anywhere doing that. So half the time, if you have something to do, you know who you got to contact. That's something to inform yourself of. And then on top of that, the person who's actually there, find some way to know what it is that they can do for you, or at least a way of asking for who can help you in this situation.
Yeah, that would definitely be the way to go. Now, other surfing the net for package tours or cruises hasn't been as popular as, for example, airline seats or hotels. Some of the suppliers say that it is starting to take off, but maybe it is considered too complex a product to effectively market on the internet.
Well, cruises, as most of the large cruise companies deal directly or deal only through travel agencies, but there are some great cruise, what are called message boards or forums, where you can find some wonderful trip reports about all the destinations, what to buy on shore, what to buy on the trip, which stores to stop at and which ports. And some of these places are in the cruise opinion, cruise critics, cruise mates area. I'll mention, too, that most of these websites that I'm discussing are on my website, under the column headed the 100 Most Useful Websites. And there you'll find different websites that you can go to for reviews on cruises, so at the end you can determine where you want to go and what you want to pay.
It's a good reference source site, internettraveltips.com, because you don't have to remember all those other websites and bookmark them and try to figure out where they are. You just go to Bob's site, internettraveltips.com, and you can use that as your travel information portal.
But you must put a www in front of it.
www.internettraveltips.com. Now, what are some other sites that you like to regularly peruse?
Well, there are a couple of fun ones. And this one, first one, is about restaurant reviews. There is a website called dine.com, D-I-N-E.com, which is reviews by fellow travelers, people like us, who have written reviews for what is about 150,000 restaurants in the U.S. and Canada. You won't find reviews of the franchises here, the Applebee's, Olive Gardens, things like that, but you'll find the smaller restaurants all over U.S. and Canada, rated by the users of 1 to 4 stars. When you go to dine.com, go to the advanced search site. Don't bother with the basic search. But there you can look for a Chinese restaurant within 2 miles of your zip code or your postal code with 3 stars or more, or any number of stars that you want. It's a fantastic site, and it's well indexed, and many of the restaurants mentioned also have maps as part of them.
That can create a benefit for somebody visiting a city on leisure or business to actually get out away from their hotel or not take that chance. Was that restaurant good, or they had the nicest ad in the in-room magazine? You're sharing the opinions of your fellow travelers.
Dine.com, I think, is a great website.
Any others to pass
along? A couple of other good ones, and this one covers reviews of what's going on in a city of 350 cities called DigitalCity.com. Digital City allows you within the U.S. to find out what's going on from local people. If you're looking to find out a good 4-hour walking tour in Seattle or a 2-day walking tour in Seattle, or if you're in Chicago downtown, want to know what bus to take to the Museum of Science and Industry, you'll find it at digitalcity.com.
That is another good site. It's a good tip as well, because you go to a city and you check out maybe initially the Convention and Visitors Bureau site, but then, of course, it's only covering the information provided by their membership, whereas people who have visited the particular attraction, people who live in the city, can share their tips and get you away maybe from some of the usual tourist sites, and you'll see something truly spectacular that may meet more your own particular interests, hobbies, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
As we come up to half past the hour, maybe one last travel site you'd like to share with us.
Well, there's, if you're thinking about renting a condo or renting a resort area from an owner, there's a website called Vacation Rentals by Owner. Its website is VRBO.com, and within the U.S., Canada, all over Europe, people who own condos and apartments anywhere that they want to rent exchange them there. VRBO, Vacation Rentals by Owner.
And get you all the, because that's another thing that's hard to find sometimes. People want to rent condos, people want to rent apartments, but it's a very scattered industry. Some brokers, some tour operators, some individuals gathering them all in one site. You can save yourself a lot of time by not having to search through countless pages, and you also get to know more the reliability factor of who is posting it, because anybody can put anything on the website. And of course, that is a concern as well, because what is the credibility factor of the site that you are looking at?
Mm-hmm.
We all know that anyone can create a web page, right? So you can say anything you want. You know, you can be the biggest journalist that ever came out of Canada. Write that on your web page.
Sure,
it's true, but. It's looking at the credibility factor, and that is one thing that is getting people onto the internet, getting them some good information. And I'd like to thank you, Bob Cowan, for joining us this morning. Website again, www.internettraveltips.com. Well, have yourself a great weekend, Bob.
Thank you. You too.
And coming up to half past the hour, you're listening to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and right here in Connecticut on Naughty 99.
Across America via satellite.
Something the banshee.
What the hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
Jeff Brooks here to help with all those automotive problems. And all toll free, wherever you happen to be listening today, you can give us a call.
UN.
Over 350,000 Americans, citizens ready for the call. Heroes, you are the Army National Guard.
Make a difference.
You're trained as a soldier for America. Everything you do touches lives because you are part of an elite team.
Serve part-time.
Most Guard members serve 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks a year. You can go to college full-time or have a full-time job. You've got things to do, people to see, places to go. This is the best part-time experience a person could ever want.
Get the benefit.
It's a regular paycheck. It's the place where job skills are learned. It's the perfect way to pay for college. But most important, the Army National Guard is where
you become your best.
A leader, a team player, a success. Join us. We're on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD. In the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Wow, this is huge, Fred.
Well, I figure if I'm going to build a factory, I might as well do it right.
The equipment is first class.
Here's our cafeteria.
Gorgeous.
Which opens onto our reception and bookkeeping area.
This is state of the art. How many employees will you have?
I knew I forgot something. What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Call HartfordHelpWanted.com.
Help wanted?
No, HartfordHelpWanted.com. The 21st century online way of finding employees.
Fred? I'll place a newspaper ad.
Ow. Fred, today's job seekers are online.
Oh.
And with HartfordHelpWanted.com, you get unlimited number of words to describe the position. You can post your ad in about 5 minutes.
What am I going
to... 5 minutes?
And you even have access to resumes.
Wow, thanks for the tip. Let me buy you lunch.
Sure, let me wash up. Where's the restroom?
Rest?
Oh, no. Oh. What am I going to...
HartfordHelpWanted.com. Long name. Amazing results.
You and
120 credit hours.
Jim, I'm worried. You don't have enough life insurance. How would the kids and I get by without you?
I know, but it's such a hassle finding the best rates.
You know, I talked to Sue Carter, and she told me about Best Quote. Bob actually doubled his coverage with a leading insurance company without paying a penny more.
Really? But what's the catch?
No catch. You just call them for free quotes in the mail. No salesman ever contacts you.
I've heard rates are coming down. You know what? I'll call Best Quote.
That's right. You can save up to 70% on your premiums. For instance, a 35-year-old non-smoking male can get $250,000 of coverage for less than $12 a month, guaranteed for 10 years.
Honey, you were right. Best Quote got us a lot more insurance, and we're paying less per month.
Thanks for taking care of us, Jim.
I can't believe I put it off for so long. Best Quote made it so easy.
Call toll-free 1-800-758-4292. That's 1-800-758-4292. 1-800-758-4292.
Dependent on underwriting, Nikola GRX 10 Premier. Available in most states. Steve Rubin, licensed agent. Call for state-specific licensing.
Are you looking towards retirement? 1% of all workers retire wealthy. 4% are financially independent. 95% retire below the poverty level. Where are you headed? Would you like to hear about a ground floor opportunity that could add up to $500 or $1,000 a month or more part-time? Others have earned $5,000, $10,000 a month and more full-time. Why not you? Lamar Company has put together a success training program that gives you step-by-step instructions. Are you ready to let us show you how to make money? Are you motivated to work to reach your dream? We're looking for positive thinkers that believe they can make it happen if given a chance. We'll support you as you learn and as you build your future. Don't get downsized again. Make the call today. We'll even give you a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call toll-free 1-877-344-1010. That's 1-877-344-1010. 877-344-1010.
This is WNTY.
This station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
Well, I want to hear you sing.
I want to have sex on the beach.
Yeah.
Come on, move your body. Sex on the beach.
Hi, yes, welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show, giving the word cruise ship a whole new meaning. As we head towards Valentine's Day, I'm here with Stephen Pickford and, of course, Steve Nakamoto online, who wrote the book Men Are Like Fish, What Every Woman Needs to Know About Catching a Man. I thought that was just, all you have to do is just show up.
Sometimes, maybe. Good morning, Stephen Pickford here with Steve Nakamoto on the line. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Oh, I hear you perfectly.
Oh, great.
And the book is Men Are Like Fish, What Every Woman Needs to Know About Catching a Man. And as we enter Valentine's Day week.
And women are like hooks.
Oh, they are looking to maybe rope you in. And how can they rope a man in? What are some of your tips?
Well, I say be an enlightened angler, first of all, because the way that it works is a man chases a woman until she catches him. So it involves more than just one thing. So it involves the bait. Go to the right fishing holes. Don't spook them away early. Create an unshakable hook or an attachment, and then play them into the nets. And then keep them alive so he doesn't die romantically.
Yeah, you don't want to smother them too much.
So. Yeah, because at the end of this all, you want to make sure that the man's is still alive, that the spirit in him is. But it's just a fun way of looking at it, using the concept of a metaphor, which I learned when I was a trainer for Tony Robbins for many years.
Now, you have one of the big fish tests. How does the man in your life measure up?
One of the problems. You guys were talking about that earlier, is you think you just show up. That's great, except that what happened, and it happened to me originally when I wrote the book, was I hooked up and she threw me back because I didn't measure up in her eyes. So the big fish test is a way for a woman to size up a guy more accurately, because they get fooled. They get fooled when they see the guy in the water, as I say, and then when she finally catches him, he's not quite the catch that she thought he was.
There's that anticipation and there's that expectation, and sometimes they get high expectations, and then when those expectations may be dashed by something happening, then, of course, they look and say, oh, no.
Because over time, it reveals true character and heart, and adversity also tests these things. So what happens typically is a woman will overrate a guy for either his looks or his personality and self-confidence.
Or perhaps his wallet.
Yeah. That's what I call talent, yeah. For a man, a talent is wealth is part of it, unfortunately. But, I mean, there's some truth to it. I mean, if she wants to have a family and stuff, he's got to support her. You know, so that's how that works. And a lot of this, by the way, you're a travel station. I got this because I actually am in the travel business. I'm a professional tour director, and I've been on 32 cruises and 30 Club Med villages. And so I just, that gave me some curiosity of how people hook up and get landed.
And you can see how people interact, because many people choose travel. They think that is the be-all and end-all, a great way to meet people. It can be. But again, there's that maybe the heightened expectation that we go away and we're going to meet the person of our dreams on that bus tour or on that cruise.
Yeah, it creates the problem is you end up with these long distance romances, which happened to me because I'm a West Coast California guy, right. And I met a woman from Connecticut. But what's interesting about any kind of travel, it puts people in a better mood than lots of other ways. But I think most people, like I say, favorite fishing holes, most people, a third of all people meet people through work or through friends through work. So that's one of the favorite fishing holes. That way, like in the big fish, women are able to see men at their best. Unfortunately, sometimes they see them at their worst at work. But usually that's how people have real good attachments. They see people. And part of it is in their competency and how they interact with other people.
Well, the kind of women I enjoy meeting look their best when they're working.
Yeah. Oh, well, a lot of women think that it's all about being a playmate, that all guys want is someone who's youthful and sexy. I say, well, true, that's what I call the shiny part of the lure.
And doesn't talk.
Yeah. but we like a woman who's competent, who has self-confidence, who has a command of her world, you know. So that's one of the elements, besides having the warm heart and having strong character.
Well, you got a good point there, Steve. One of the big things that we tend to find is that we end up with this damsel in distress syndrome, and you end up having to solve all their problems on top of your own, and it becomes rather tiresome.
Yeah. Well, we're a little scared of the extra emotional maintenance. And what's real tricky about all this is what originally attracts us, because we want to come in there and be the big fish and help her out and everything, is that over time we get tired of that. And what we actually want, a lot of women want to know, what does a bachelor want? And I says, well, initially a young bachelor just wants thrills. but most men that are serious-minded about relationships are like shoppers. They want a lot of good features and very little flaws. And flaws might be character or emotional or problems, financial drain, emotional strain, those kind of things.
Now, people can look at themselves first. There are some suggestions in your book to look at yourself and how you are portrayed, how you present yourself.
Well, that's called the bait self-quiz. The tough thing is hard to evaluate yourself. So I created this thing. It's on page 80 of my book, the bait self-quiz, because what is bait? Bait is not the angler. It's the part of the woman that she puts out there that men see. And unfortunately for a lot of women, their best parts are not seen. So that's just a way of, because you can only catch the guys who are attracted to your bait. So it's a kind of a fun way of looking at attraction. But a lot of people, particularly where I'm from, I'm in Orange County, California, a lot of the young women think it's all bait, and that's just part of it.
Some of them get so good they become masters at that. But
masters? Oh, no. I know where you're going there. But yes.
I was actually headed someplace else, believe it or not.
Yeah, and your mind is always in the gutter.
Well, that's where I say.
Yeah, all the women out there going, hey, there's three men talking about a subject they don't know anything about.
Oh, no, I think that last little innuendo I know all about.
Oh, right.
Try to go actually where I was intending to go with that in the first place. A lot of them, it's just for the catch in the first place. But what I find is rather interesting is how many of them, they'll say they want one thing, and you find out that they actually want the opposite. It's always the guy seemingly with the tattoos who's, you know, indigent, quite honestly, and has to live in their house, and seems the worse you treat them, the more they want you. And I don't understand that.
Well, there's they want two things, essentially. Mm-hmm. And that is they want the thrill.
Yeah,
and then you see, you want the uncertainty and the surprise and the thrill and the challenge.
Yeah, I think that's the thrill factor that you mentioned there too, because you see it in almost all literature, and you see it almost daily in front of you. I mean, with a divorce rate, according to Stats Canada in July 2000, the divorce rate is up at 91% in Canada. Now that, good Lord. You know, given that kind of a success rate, only 9%, you really have to
be positive.
Choose wisely. I mean, it's always good to keep a positive outlook on things.
Yeah.
But you wonder whether people are not really selecting properly in the first place and just choosing thrill and bait over substance.
Yeah, because the other part is the longer term thing, which I call fit, which is shared human values, a matching lifestyle, harmonious personalities, matching relationship goals. So, yeah, I think what happens is people might be too fast. Their expectations are not realistic. And so they're looking for that connection. But they don't understand the connection's got to be also emotional and physical and spiritual.
Sure.
And they'll just go for one. They'll like somebody a lot, or they're in awe of them. And it works on both sides.
Yep.
Reinforced by our culture. If you watch in America, we have all these shows like The Bachelorette and Joe Millionaire. It's great. It just shows how shallow and sick our evaluation process is.
The book is Men Are Like Fish, What Every Woman Needs to Know About Catching a Man. Call 1-800-431-1579 to order. Get 20% off when the listeners mention that you heard it on the Travel World Radio Show. We're talking to Steve Nakamoto, the author of the book, when we return here on Travel World on Naughty 99. His website, www.menarelikefish.com. We'll be right back.
Stay online with us, Steve.
Okay, thanks.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World.
Travel World Radio Show.
I'm Derek Cope, race car driver and TV analyst. You've probably heard me talk about Avacor, the revolutionary hair regrowth system that has been successful for most everyone who's used it. Now, listen to what Avacor users have to say about this remarkable treatment.
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back, and I couldn't be more excited.
It's the best product that I've tried.
Nothing has worked like this product to restore the hair that I had when I was in my 20s. Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
Avacor is safe and effective. It's worked for tens of thousands of satisfied users, including me. Let Avacor work to regrow your hair naturally.
Join the tens of thousands of satisfied customers who have reversed their hair loss with Avacor. It's guaranteed. Call 800-261-6945. Now you can use Avacor risk-free for one full year. It's guaranteed. Call 800-261-6945. That's 800-261-6945.
Do you know that H. Ross Perot, Apple Computer, and even Nike Shoes have all used government money to help ensure their success? And you can too. This year, the government's going to give out over $350 billion for people like you who want to start a business, go back to school, or even train for a new job. I'm Matthew Lesko, and I've written over 70 books on government programs. You've probably seen me on Oprah, Larry King, or even C-SPAN. My new program shows you 15,000 government sources, like how to get $100,000 to open up a coffee shop, $15,000 to write a book, $30,000 to become a French chef, or $9,000 to take a computer course, or $15,000 to finish college, get a GED, or a PhD. There's also money programs to travel overseas or work on your invention. I've done all the work. You just have to make the call.
Order your 1,100-page book plus 6 hours of audio tapes for two payments of $29.95 plus shipping. Call 1-800-762-0500. That's 1-800-762-0500.
If you're one of the 40 million Americans who can't get credit, you now have the opportunity to earn your own major bank card. Here's how it works. American Security Financial guarantees you a Credit Plus card with a $2,500 line of credit so you can catalog shop from the comfort of your home. Now, not only can you charge the things you want, but this program also gives you a big opportunity to establish or rebuild your credit and earn your own major bank card. To discover the details, call 1-866-201. 1-866-201-3228. That's 1-866-201-3228. If you're over 18 years old and have a valid bank account, you qualify. There's no security deposit required and no credit check, so you have nothing to lose. Call 1-866-201-3228 for your $2,500 credit card today. Call 1-866-201-3228. That number one more time is 1-866-201-3228.
Here's a message just for women, and maybe you can relate. I was a victim of hot flashes. They hit me all the time. I had night sweats, too, and no energy whatsoever. I also had no sex drive, which caused more problems than I have time to explain. And I had put on a few pounds. I couldn't lose them. It was frustrating, but now it's not. That's because I discovered Ultramaca, the miracle Peruvian herb. I began taking Ultramaca, and within 10 days, I felt like a new person. The hot flashes and night sweats went away. I lost weight, and my energy came back, my energy for everything. Problem solved. I recommend you call this number and order Ultramaca, which, by the way, comes with a money-back guarantee. 866-853-1787. We're expected to be superwomen, and it's draining. Well, imagine having the energy to do everything you want. You can have it with Ultramaca. Call today, 866-863-1787. 866-853-1787.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
You know, that song is not nearly so lowbrow as it sounds, although I like to think about it that way. Willem Back is Stephen Pickford on the Travel World Radio Show. Special guest Steve Nakamoto on the line, who has written a book, Men Are Like Fish, What Every Woman Needs to Know About Catching a Man. And the thing about that song that I particularly enjoy, if you really pay attention to the lyrics, because I'm a karaoke junkie, is it's actually to for a woman to be able to feel that way about a man, and she talks about she loves herself. And therefore, she's able to love. And that's something that I can tell you that this guy is looking for is a woman who actually does love herself. You don't want the kind of woman who says, oh, I hate myself, and I can't stand this, and I can't stand that.
I think one of the things that is covered in the book by Steve Nakamoto, Ways to Spook Them Away Early, there are things that people can do that just scare the men away.
Steve, tell us more about that.
Well, that's one of the things that the fishing mentor points out, that usually in fishing, if the approach is awkward, the fish gets spooked and will never bite. And so most women don't realize that an early mistake is what happens, because it reveals something. There's so many people out there that you want to, like, for instance, you go on a date and go back to her place, and all of a sudden a bunch of cats crawl over her, you know, on her couch. Now, a woman would say, well, I love my pets and everything. But as a guy, you know that, you know, a lot of men do not like a lot of cats.
Well, better cats there than, you know, giant lizards.
Yeah, well, strange pets is another thing, too. But I mean, that's just an example. Or if you're on a date and she's very sweet and you're having a good time, but all of a sudden her food comes out, it's cold, and she just berates the waiter or waitress.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's something. And then there's money issues, too.
Sure.
I was on a date once, and I had, like, the chicken special for the early bird special. She ordered scallops and wine and dessert to go. And it's like, her bill was almost 2.5 times more than mine. That was the first date.
Oh, I didn't know you met Marie Chantal Paquette.
Was that a friend of yours?
Common experience. No, I'll tell you. This is one of the double dates from hell. Steve and I have known each other like 30 years almost.
Uh-huh.
And there was one time back in 1987 where we took out these two girls. I went out with Carol. He went out with Marie Chantal. And the one scene of the restaurant that I'll never forget is how they sat there and they seemed to gravitate towards the most expensive item, which they ordered. I mean, I ate my meal. I mean, I ordered what I wanted and I ate it, and it was kind of like middle of the road pricing, what have you. It wasn't the money I was looking at. I just noticed that they didn't even pick at it. They just didn't eat it. And I'm thinking, well, what the hell did you order it for crying out loud?
That's just a real simple thing like that, and that could be a mistake. And then there's a lot of communication things, you know, to argue, disagree, interrupt. You know, there's a lot of communication things.
A lot of people don't understand the importance of building rapport, and you have to pay attention to, the other person's method of expressing themselves, because, you know, myself, a fan of Tony Robbins, I understand the three main ways that people can, you know, convey that kind of information. Are you the kind of person who says, well, this is the way I see it, and they'll be visual, or say, well, sounds good to me, or, well, what does it feel like to you? So you'll convey that. And if you can really pay attention to that and communicate, but not in a phony manner, you got to really kind of be yourself.
There has to be sincerity there.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And they say if you can fake sincerity, you got it made.
Well, with the Tony Robbins training, the three modes of communication, it's important to develop that in yourself so that you have all three of those in you. So that's one of those things that spooks a person away early, too, is that she's a real fast talker and speaks visually, and he's a slow feeler.
Right.
And then you don't know why, but you don't connect on that level. So that's an important thing there. One thing that you did mention about, I thought it was really interesting, about the self-confidence thing.
Exactly.
The one thing I learned from doing the fishing thing is that the concept of the lure. And one of the main things about a lure is that there's different components in a woman. And the real true self-confidence of a woman, she knows what she has. And it's like her own little secret. And a guy wonders, like, it's like on a card game. Why is she playing her hand like that? Well, she must have some great things in the hole. I didn't mean it quite that way. Hidden ass.
You're hanging out with me too long.
but that's what self-confidence is to go, God, you know, there must be something special about her to feel that way about herself without saying it, just the way that she plays her cards.
There's also a, and it's not such a fine line there, actually, there's a big difference between self-confidence and being arrogant or conceited, because one of the big turnoffs for me is a woman who's full of herself and conceited. And I'll look and I'll give her a wide berth. I'll say, who the hell needs a person like that? On the other hand, from what I'm looking for instance, at the karaoke, and I don't go there to meet people.
Because it is one of those places. I'm looking here at the 101 favorite fishing holes. And I'm saying, have you been tracking Willem in advance of the show? Karaoke, martial arts, some of the things out there. It sounds like the Willem's schedule for the past week.
Yeah. Well, I do. I mean, I take karate and I'm a karaoke junkie. But I do it because I love to sing. One thing for me that's particularly attractive to see is somebody who is sincerely having a good time doing it. I mean, you can easily tell someone who's just there and going through the painful experience just for some other gain, or somebody who's truly having a good time. And there's nothing quite so attractive to me than to see somebody enjoying themselves, sincerely enjoying themselves. It makes you more approachable. It also shows that this person is capable of being happy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very, very perceptive. One of the things when I say about skills, when it comes to casting, that a woman's greatest skill initially is to be able to put other people at ease. And she starts by being at ease herself. And at ease isn't, you know, being cocky and confident. It's not just exterior, because part of it is a vulnerability.
Right.
Like in karaoke, I've done a few times, and there's sometimes halfway through the song I'm starting to lose it.
Yeah.
But it makes me real. You know, people come up afterwards and go, hey, nice try. You know.
Yeah, well, you mean, people got to understand about karaoke that this ain't Star Search, for crying out loud. And some people, if they miss a note, they start making faces. And I'm thinking, just go there and have a good time. I do there. I sing my heart out. And Lord knows whether or not I'm actually on key or not. But people seem to just enjoy watching me having a good time. And this is something that I've noticed. But I would say my biggest tip for somebody is just smile. So simple.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of the skills for women is approachability and being and
yes.
smiling and having a good time and creating some space for a guy to meet her. But yes, smiling is probably the smile and the friendly casual greeting.
Yeah,
a lot of women. The thing about a man chases a woman till she catches him. Sometimes a woman has to make the initial chase to initiate it.
Well, just a contact. I mean, it's very simple. I mean, I think main thing is just have a very relaxed and pleasant demeanor. I mean, it's as high-strung as it is, and some people really get themselves bent out of shape with this. But just to be relaxed and smile. And then suddenly someone might call, and if you're at a karaoke place, you say, wow, great song, you know? Did you put in a song? So that's a conversation starter right there, and it's not a line. You know, if the person doesn't want to talk to you, they'll give you an abrupt answer, just toss you the book and say, here. So, I mean, it's an easy, low-risk way. You got an easy out. And if you do want to converse with a person a little bit more, hey, they'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Steve, go ahead.
I was going to say, on the favorite fishing holes thing, any of the listeners out there, if they go to my website, menarelikefish.com, there's a button there, and they get a free 17-page report downloadable.
Wow.
So that it involves the main theory I have behind it is that you need to have fishing buddies, because most people go out there fishing by themselves.
Yeah.
And they look desperate, and they're not having a good time, and
right.
they don't go out very often.
So yeah,
if they get the right kind of friends who will take them places they don't ordinarily go, that keeps them fresh. Even like karaoke, if you go to different places to do it,
right.
that will keep it fresh for you.
The website again, www.menarelikefish.com. The book, Men Are Like Fish, What Every Woman Needs to Know About Catching a Man, new second edition by Steve Nakamoto. Call 1-800-431-1579. Mention that you heard Steve on the Travel World Radio Show and get 20% off. A great book with some great advice for both women and men learning how each side approaches the issue. So, Steve, thanks so much for joining us this morning on Travel World.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
We got to have you on again, Steve. So
okay, great.
So we will talk to you soon. Thanks for joining us. Once
okay,
again.
Take care.
Thanks.
And next weekend, well, Willem is going to be talking with Ella Sobel and a varied guest from Nashville and Memphis, and talking about
your trip back in December during the Christmas vacation. Southern hospitality reigns once again on the Travel World Radio Show.
Having a great time doing that. Well, I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Stephen Pickford.
Join us again on the Travel World Radio Show, syndicated by Cab Radio and the great Charlie Prophet. Take care and happy traveling.
WNTY Sunnington Bristol Hartford is Connecticut's newest style of radio. 99.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Debbie.